See you in January.
See you next year.
See ya.
Case number 11123, Carol R. Rommel, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Grant Avenue, being Lot 3 within Cape Windsor Development. Tax map ID number 533-20.14, parcel 29.00. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Carol Rommel, 9991 Parsons Lane in New Windsor, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? All right. Thank you.
Good evening.
Excuse me. Good evening, ma'am.
I don't have an army here. It's just me. So I'm a little nervous. But
take your time. We'll certainly help you what we can.
I have a lot in Cape Windsor, okay, which is 50 foot by 89.6. It had a single wide mobile home on it that has deteriorated, and I want to build another house, a modular home. I have applied to the Association of Cape Windsor, and I meet the requirements that they are doing with other houses that are built there. In fact, I've walked my neighborhood, and within 300 feet, I have come across about a dozen houses that have a 5-foot side yard and a 15-foot setback from the canal, and that is what I propose. When we purchased the single wide back in 95, we did apply for a variance for the 5 feet and for the front yard so we could accommodate a porch. It was granted, but I understand that when the house is knocked down or the structure is knocked down, that variance goes, and I have to reapply. So it is quite unique, you must admit, 50 feet by 89. I'm not putting in a very large house. It's 40 feet by 27 and a half, and it has a front porch and a storage end on the other side. I don't think that there's any other way we could accommodate. It cannot be turned the other way. There would be no access to the canal or no parking. And I am not doing something that hasn't already been done and approved in other structures in Cape Windsor.
All right, ma'am. I think you did well. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickers?
How big's your porch?
It will be the 27 feet
long
and 12 feet wide.
12 foot.
I have a sketch. Be it just a scratch, but I have how it will sit on the lot if anybody would like to.
We have that.
I thought I did that.
Any further questions, bud?
So you want to make it 15 feet from the canal, right? You're not
right
into the canal?
From the canal end, yes.
Yeah, you're not into the canal?
No.
Okay, so your bulkhead is your property line?
Yes.
And not in the canal?
Correct.
Any further questions, Mr. Rickers?
No.
No. Mr. Bortman?
Ma'am, is your shed attached to the house?
The shed attached to the house?
Yes.
It will be, yes.
It will be?
It will be, yes.
It's a garage shed?
It's just a shed. We had hoped to be able to use it as a garage to pull a vehicle in, but with the width of the lot, that's not going to be possible. So it will just be a storage shed and utility, but it'll have access to the house rather than have all the beach goers come in your front door and sand, so we will have an access from the utility room to the house, a doorway, so they can go that way.
So to get to the storage shed?
No, the storage shed will have a doorway.
Oh, okay.
From the house to
the house?
To access from the lot. And then, yes, there will be a doorway in the storage area, utility room, into the house.
Into the house.
Into what we call a mudroom, where the washer and dryer and such will be. I have plans here if you wanted to see them.
The garage and shed, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, but it is not a garage. That was
okay.
That was a high hope, and it's not going to go be a garage. There's no way to get vehicles in.
How far are you from the road with the garage?
10.5 feet.
Do you know what your requirements are?
It's 10. Cape Windsor's requirements are 10 feet.
But the county's requirements? What's the county's?
10 feet.
10 feet?
Yes, it is 10 feet. If the garage or if the shed is attached by any bolts or screws to the house, they have to meet the setback requirement.
Correct.
Well, that wouldn't be a shed then, because it's going to be from the, and that just part of the building, because it's going to be from the house to have a doorway in it.
Right, but if it's attached to the house, it's still got to meet the 10 foot.
Right.
And it is a 10. There is 10.5 feet, I believe.
So variance is necessary.
I believe that she's.
How far does the structure have to be?
10 feet.
Okay.
But if that shed is attached to the house,
it's part of the structure.
It's part of the structure.
So it has to be 10 feet.
Right.
Yes.
And how far is it going to be?
I'm assuming it's going to be 5.
Okay.
According to this drawing.
Okay.
Ms. Pashwars, I may be missing something here. I thought the application was just for a side yard variance and the rear yard variance. Mm-hmm. And
I believe the
applicant testified that it was the front yard where that storage area will be is 10.5 feet from the front property line. Is that correct?
Right. That was not in question. I thought that we were meeting requirements with that. We are just asking for, I believe it's 5 feet shorter from the canal. 20 feet, I believe, is
which is the front yard.
Right. And the side yard, 5 feet instead of 10. And like I say, that is sort of in agreement with all the houses that have been recently built. I've gone through and measured. They're all 5 feet from the side.
So there's not anything necessary for the shed?
No. The survey has 5 foot from Grant Avenue, which
right.
is the 5 foot from Grant Avenue, 10 on each side, and 20 from the lagoon.
Right.
The only variance is front yard, which is the canal.
Front
and she's asking
no,
for
the side in the rear yard only.
Where I'm going with this is that there's only in the front yards in Cape Windsor, they have
20-foot setback
average,
requirement.
Average, the front yard, not the rear yard. The front yard, which is the
canal.
The road part. The lagoon is considered the backyard, okay? They reverse it, but it's not true. The county has the front yard from the road, okay?
Okay.
There's been an average in that situation, which is 5 feet. 5 foot setback from the front, okay? And where I'm going with this is why can't she move the shed and the garage up 5 feet because she's 10.5 feet from the road?
Because there's a utility line
okay.
and such under there,
okay.
and they require... If necessary, they have to dig it up. So that's why Cape Windsor says it should set back 10 feet.
That's what I'm saying. The Cape Windsor says that, but
right.
the county only requires 5 feet, and we supersede anything.
Right, but she's saying that if she puts it 5 feet, it should be on her utility line.
You'll be on your...
I'll be on utilities.
Now, all those houses there are going to be on the utility line?
They're all set back at least 10 feet.
Okay. But you never knew that? Is that right, that it was a 5 foot setback established years ago by the county?
I don't know.
All right. But I'm sure, Mr. Mills, if we check on that, that's exactly what has been when they changed it from a mobile home park to a KR1.
So if it wasn't for the utility line, you'd be able to meet the setback requirement?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mr. Mills, for getting me there.
Mr. Whitmer? I'm still hung up on the shed again.
Yeah.
You're coming from inside your house, outside to a shed, right?
I would, ma'am,
I gotta ask him. What I'm saying, instead of saying that it's a shed at all, that could be a bedroom, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So
forget it's being called a shed and call it a covered porch.
We got hung up last week on the same thing.
I think
if it's attached, is it a shed or not?
Well,
what's it classified at? That's my question.
All right. Yeah. What I'm seeing here, and I believe Ms. Passwater's hit the nail on the head, was that this is essentially a part of the structure. So
yes.
It's part of the dwelling.
Yes. Yes.
So it's, you know, whether you want to call it a shed or a mudroom or a storage area or what have you, it's part of the dwelling. Now, my understanding, and Ms. Passwaters can correct me if I'm wrong, is if that setback requirement right now as proposed, it would meet that.
Yes.
For the dwelling.
Okay.
And that includes that little butt-out area.
Yes.
So that's my understanding. Am I correct, Ms. Passwaters?
Yes.
Okay.
The term shed can be somewhat universal. For example, on a Cape Cod home, there's a thing called a shed roof, where the yep. roof sheds out over the mm-hmm. whole mm-hmm. back or a portion of. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you know, we're not talking about a shed. We're talking about a part of the structure. It just happens to shed out past
yes.
the main structure. It's not a shed in essence as you think of it as a utility structure.
We'll go that to when we get to the old business again.
Well, yeah. let's.
You know where I'm coming from, Jamie.
I do, and you know, we've talked about the issue as to is it a shed or is it not a shed. Another application, and apologize. This is some of this is maybe foreign to some of the folks here. The setback, you know, the way that I have viewed it is if the shed is attached, it is part of the structure.
Yes.
So that structure has its setback requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, as Ms. Passwaters has stated and as the applicant has stated, the structure, including this area, is 10 and a half feet from the front from Grant Avenue, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
So according to Planning and Zoning Department, it is compliant with the front yard setback. The issue that I'm gathering here, and maybe you may disagree, is that the applicant has testified she couldn't put that structure closer to Grant Avenue because of the placement of utilities.
I understand that.
So that's why what she's seeking is the rear yard setback variance for that structure. In other words, if that utility area wasn't in the front yard, she'd be able to move the home closer to the road and be compliant with the rear yard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that sound right?
And there's no other place you can put that shed out on the lot besides.
It's the terminology shed is probably wrong. It is
covered porch.
It's probably a residential addition.
Yeah, it's a room. It's going to be a storage room.
Yes.
Attached to the house. In other words, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Utility.
I'm just
room.
Going back to
extension of the utility room.
Yeah. It's part of the house. It's a room.
Right. It's
part
room.
Of the house. That's all.
It's
it is.
Better be a laundry room, bedroom,
yeah.
guest room, whatever. It's
right.
going to be. It's going to be a room to the house.
Right.
Yes.
Period.
Okay.
Yeah. Because my word, we use it. When's a shed? A shed. If it's attached, it's not a shed. Then it's part of it.
Well,
you could use it for wood room. Shed
we've talked about that in the past. We get into the issue of accessory use. That's a definition that is in our code. Shed is not a definition in our code. A shed is an example of an accessory use, which is a building that is detached.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything where it would mean that it is necessarily exclusive to that. In other words, could a shed mean something that is attached? Our code is silent on that issue. So when you look at it, when you're looking at the footprint of the structure, it looks like an addition. And I think in this case, the fact that the applicant has put shed on the drawing has kind of thrown a red herring here. The real issue is it's an addition that she's planning on using and as
storage
her
storage room. A storage room is I would think would be the proper term as opposed to a shed.
Honestly, there's nothing you can do with your porch to bring it into compliance. 5 feet.
We had a 10-foot porch on the previous structure, 10-foot wide.
Okay.
It was virtually impossible to put a table and people around it to enjoy the canal and the scenery without everybody having to get up from their table and chairs and let everybody else pass by. So since other houses in the development have done the setback, we should make our life just as convenient as they've made theirs and request the 15-foot rather than the 20.
So you're saying you could do it, but...
If you took 5 feet off of a 12-foot porch, you'd have a 7-foot porch.
Okay.
That would not accommodate a table or a family, or 7 foot is very narrow.
And you had another house on there before, you said?
A single wide.
And you were aware what the setbacks were at that time, right? You were aware of what the setbacks were at that time?
Right, and applied
so
for...
When you placed this house, you knew what the setbacks were, so that's the reason you're going for the variance, correct?
Correct, and that's why we went for the variance for the mobile home also.
Because you want a porch on the back where you can... Right?
Correct.
Okay. Then again, I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. Mr. Whitman, do you have any?
No.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Schott?
Well, just this, Mr. Chairman, we've kind of heard a good bit about the need for the rear yard setback, but I haven't heard much about the side yard setback.
Okay.
I didn't know if the board wanted to hear more about that or not.
You have the front yard and the rear yard. Are there any further questions on the rear yard?
Was that 28 foot wide?
27 and a half.
Oh, okay.
27 and a half. 12 by 27 and a half.
The porch is. Yes.
That's 27 and a half on that. Okay, any further questions on that one, Mr. Burtman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,123 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 11,123 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, or maybe a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank
okay?
You.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.